From Spark and Anvil and Starforge, this is Smolder, in Chapter 1 of the Starforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Smolder drifted softly in space. Smolder was a small, warm creature. Smolder wore a cozy astronaut suit. The suit was deep, dusky red. Smolder gave off a gentle heat. But Smolder did not blaze. Smolder only glowed, low and warm, like coals after a fire. Smolder taught about the in-between things. Some clumps of gas are too light to ever light up, Smolder said softly. A real star ignites. Its core gets hot enough to fuse. Then it blazes. But some balls of gas gather just like a star and never get heavy enough. They never ignite. They only smolder. People call them brown dwarfs. Almost a star, Smolder said. But not quite.
A young stargazer squinted. Is it a star?
Almost, Smolder said. It started just like one. Gas gathered. It pulled itself together. The middle got warm. Smolder held up a small, dim coal that glowed in two cupped hands. But it was too light. Its core never got hot enough to truly ignite. So it never blazed into a real star. It just glows, warm and faint, like this. The stargazer leaned in. So it tried to be a star and didn't make it? It came so close, Smolder said gently. Heavier and it would have lit up. But it stayed warm and dim instead. Not a star, not a planet, something in between. The Academy asked Smolder to teach a class. Our students only learn about stars that shine, they said. Will you teach them about the ones that almost did? Smolder nodded slowly. Yes, they should know.
Smolder teaches one rule. Do not forget the in-between things. Smolder cupped the dim coal. A brown dwarf is not a failure. It is its own kind of thing. It is warmer than a planet, but cooler than a star. It glows faint and gentle for a very long time. You have to look hard to find one because it is so dim, but it is there. Quiet, warm, real. A student looked at the soft glow. It's not a star, but it's still something special. Yes, Smolder said. Special in its own quiet way. After class, Smolder drifted alone. Smolder held the dim, warm coal and watched its soft glow.
For a long time, a quiet ache had lived in Smolder. Smolder was the almost star, the one that gathered like a star, dreamed like a star, and never quite lit up. Smolder had wondered if that made it a failure, a not quite. A star that didn't make it. But holding the warm coal, Smolder looked at its gentle glow. It was not nothing. It was warm, it was rare, it was hard to find, and worth finding. It would keep glowing softly long after many bright stars had burned out fast. Not becoming a blazing star had made Smolder into something else entirely, something gentle and lasting, and its very own. The ache softened into a warm, settled peace, the same color as Smolder's quiet light. Smolder cupped the coal close, glad to be exactly the warm, in-between thing it was.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Smolder. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.